Paul, if regime change is the stated objective here, now an air war on its own is not going to cut it, is it?
That's absolutely right. Well, it's unclear what will. And if you parse President Trump's statement very carefully, he doesn't say that the United States will be in the business of regime change. He says that the United States will facilitate the conditions whereby regime change will come about. And underlying all of this, there's a lot of context. Iran's nuclear enrichment program, struggles with Israel, but also, of course, the crackdown on protesters over the winter that, you know, led to thousands or perhaps tens of thousands of deaths. So in Washington and in Tel Aviv, there's a sense that Iran's hold on power might be fragile. That might be a little bit optimistic. I think it is actually very optimistic because people don't spontaneously rise up. And the only organized bodies in Iran that have the capability to take power, if the top echelons of Iran's leadership are removed, are going to be groups like the IRGC, which I don't think the Trump administration would view as a win.